Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
y'all? God damn it, this shit is about to go crazy, man. I'm telling you, everything is live. Everything. Shit. Now, this is me. I'm at this goddamn helm of this show, Ask Rosebud, you know, brought to you by AskRosebud.com. where you gonna find all the goddamn information that you gonna need to fix that goddamn dating life of yours. Now, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. Don't forget my name, goddamn 2 D's, and for a double dose of this game I'm sharing with you. Now, I mean, I know you know how much this show is needed, so supporting should be a no-brainer, but make sure you press 1 so I can get you to ask me a question or whatever it is. Now, you know this show, we be kicking it about problems that just about all of us have. I have big problems, you know, when I have problems in my relationship. Believe it or not, I start remembering the things that I be pounding into y'all head. You got to be a man when you have a problem. And if you have a problem, and you design ways to safeguard you being the cause of the problem, see, you'll have something going. Now, what I'm saying is, in order to do that, I see you 734, hold on 1 second. In order to do that, you have to be way ahead of the game. Now, let me get you so I can see what you got to say, brother. What's up with you, man? 734.
What's going on, Rosebud?
This is Carmella. This is Carmella.
No, just rolling, man. Rolling.
Rolling. Mayberry. Rolling Mayberry. What's
happening? Yeah. What's up, man? I just changed my name to Romeo, too, dog. So when I call in, I'm going to be Romeo from here on out.
Whatever, man. What's happening?
Anyway, man, you know, I was sitting back the other day, man, and I was sitting up thinking, and I was like, shit, man. You know, you always talk about you got your course from John Kehoe. So I Googled this motherfucker, and, man, I was watching this video, and it just kind of opened up. It gave me, like, a different perspective of your shit. Like, it's the same shit, but, you know, from a different point of view, kind of like. And it just opened it up, man. And I just, you know, want to suggest anybody that's taking this course and taking SWU serious to, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to do that.
Hey, that's some good shit, man. John Kehoe is a motherfucker, man. And of course, everything he's saying, I'm not doing it like he's saying it, but I'm doing what right. He's saying. You know, he have a different outlook on life, perspective-wise, and he's not focusing on being a man, but his shit is dope, man. Hey, just wait till you come in on July 1st, goddammit. I got something for y'all. Just wait till you come in. SWU is going to be so different. I didn't learn so much. You know what? God damn it, you got me talking about that. You know what? At SWU, I've learned, anybody that bought that course, when they start watching it, the first thing I tell them is this is going to take some time. It might take a couple of years. I try to say it where it's not so blatant, but I tell you it should take time. Now, at SWU, I was thinking that these guys, since they don't really know how to do this shit, that's why it's really going to take them so long. And I started my little, school thinking this, that, and the other. But I have realized that it does take not that much, but hella more than 3 months. Because the first steps, the baby steps, are the fucking hardest steps. And I've been giving it not enough time. Otherwise, I just haven't been I changed all that around. When you guys, any of you listening that get into SWU this time, you're going to see a lot of changes. Because I know one thing about me, and all you guys know this, I can't stand to lose. And I want to see hella motherfuckers graduate. That's all there is to it. I want to see it. I ain't going to do it like, give people degrees or whatever. People going to earn it. But it's got a lot to do with what I'm expecting motherfuckers to get because I'm explaining. And that's not going to happen right away till it gets a little bit more better. But anyway, I'm going to keep on with the show. And everybody, you guys got a hell of a show coming tonight because I want to talk about the integrity and honesty that you guys are missing. It is just essential. I thought I got you off. There you go. It's essential that all of us understand that's the thing about this computer. You can type in anything. I mean, if you're typing in something concerning you, shouldn't it really reflect you, especially if what you're typing is going to help you? Now, what I'm saying is, if I say, are you a brave motherfucker? Some people know better than to say yes to that. Some people say yes to it. But which one of them telling the truth? I don't know, because they're on this fucking computer. You know how I can know? By when you stand up to the assignments. Walk across the street, rub your stomach, and pat your head at the same time and count to 20. Now, if you can do that, goddammit, you just did the assignment. But at least you did it. Now, what I'm saying is, that's what I learned. Doing it is way more harder than I expected. So, I talk about a lot of shows with the same titles, integrity, whatever. But I'm telling you, you can go back and listen to any of them with the same titles, and you can see they're hella different because I be talking about different things. That's why I be keeping my notes and I be following them when I kick it with you because I be willing to stay on track. So I have a lot of things to talk about every week. And you should too. You should have a lot of shit to talk about. You should have a lot of shit to ask and a lot of shit to talk about, even some of it just kicking it. 616, what's happening, bro?
Uh-oh, what's up, Mr. Bitter Dose? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
Nothing much. I just wanted to piggyback off what Romeo was saying about about the course, and that's the biggest thing I learned in SWU was that you have to get from behind that computer and you have to get out in the field and do shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
when
I know
you
what
do
you're
it
saying.
Yeah. And when you do it, that's when you grow. And with the course
let me ask you something, man. You don't even know what you call what you do it when you do it, do you? You got to get from behind a computer and do it. You don't know what it's called, do you?
just following through with the
No, it's not. Cameo, it would do you good to come back because I'm telling you, the shit is different. You did okay. You know, if you feeling like you're doing okay, still, that's good. But I'm telling you, you missed a lot. Because I didn't bring it like I'm bringing it this coming semester. I didn't even bring it last semester like I'm going to bring it this coming semester. So anybody that's listening, that has been to SWU and didn't pass and you feel like it was too hard, it was too hard. And it may still be too hard, but it is much easier. And what I'm saying is it's going to come a day when it's not, when I say easy, I don't mean it's easy. But what I'm saying is if you don't understand the language we talk, because the, you know, is the in our language. But sometimes when we talk and we say the, and it can mean something else. But all the time, we all should know different meanings about shit so we can, you know, be on the same page. And I'm not saying I mean, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying when people say shit, they mean what they're talking about. And what you hear may not actually be what their meaning is. So sometimes you can check it. Man, what, you know, you talking about it, tell them what you think. And then they say, no, man, I mean woo-woo, and they'll tell you. But most times people just be quiet and don't really acknowledge to themselves or to anyone else that they don't know what the fuck is going on. What is they saying? So we just going to be talking about being honest and having integrity. Because anytime you let something like that go on, you're neither honest nor do you have integrity. Because you should not allow yourself to be in that position. Hey, Cameron, you got anything else?
Yeah, I do. I just want to speak on what I learned from the course since I bought it a little while back. What I've learned in 1.0 taught me to just look at myself, to dig deep, you know what I'm saying, from the past and all the things that, you know, got me feeling the certain way and thinking the certain way I'm thinking. 2.0 is when you just get laced. You know what I'm saying?
Just see, the thing about my course is that a lot of people don't understand that even though I may have made a mistake in the timing as far as what it would take for a person, that shit is basic. And once you get the, I'm talking about 1.0, once you get the basics will allow you to start absorbing the actual knowledge of the conversation that's being held. Because once you get the basics and you start representing what the basics are in your moves will make you open up because now you feel like you're part of it. Once you start making moves and you seeing your moves working, you'll feel like you're part of it. And when you talk to somebody like me, and I'm just running my mouth saying whatever, you can hear and you can get all the damn gems because you're so sharp at that point. So what I want you to do, man, do yourself a favor and come back and just check it out. You ain't got to well, you do if you come. You got to, you know, really get out. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is just much different. I got to get with Leslie Cherry because I want him back. I want all you guys back because I'm telling you, I learned a lot of shit in these two semesters. All right, I'm going to put you in, Cameo. 706, what's happening with you?
What's up, bud? So, hey, man, with the courses, what I've learned is that it's not just about, you know, confidence with women, man. It's about life. And you can apply what you're learning, you know, about gaining confidence with anything, any matter.
Now, let me say something else. A lot of people, you know, since I was in that game and shit, They think that I'm trying to get people to have confidence to catch, to talk to women. Or some of them think I'm trying to get them to pimp. But I tell them all, man, I ain't hardly trying to show you how to catch women. Because, excuse me, confidence catches women. Just displaying confidence you will catch. So what I'm saying is, anything in life, just being your confident self, going about doing whatever you do confidently, you're going to get action at work. Not action from women. I'm talking about job positioning and responsibilities. Because people are going to be able to see that you think things through. That's what confidence is based on. Confidence is based on you seeing, getting at it, and whatever action you get at as far as completing it, that builds your confidence. And once you see you can do this, you will want to do it more and more and more. But little things have to happen before you even take that first. You know, I didn't realize that even these first two semesters, they only stuck their foot in the, up to their ankle in the water. They sitting on the edge of the pool, and they got they first they're putting their toes in, and then they say, "All right, I can do it." And then they stick their foot in there, and they think they done something, but they have, especially if they've never done it. But what I'm saying is they haven't really done anything, and I'm not saying that they are failures. I'm saying it's so much more to motherfucking learn and absorb so this shit can become natural. And believe me, I never taught before. And I have taught two semesters, and I guarantee you I am nowhere near the level I was at when I started. I actually did sign a couple of things that I wrote for this next semester. As Professor Dixon, I was kind of negative on saying that because I didn't really know enough. But I see how much I didn't learn, and whoever was with me before and come back, you're going to see how much I've learned. Even if you did it twice, come back a third time, you're going to see.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
But I had a real situation. You remember I had a real situation going on a couple months back with a dude in my neighborhood, and you know, man, without from these courses, man, hey, that's some real material. That's some real life stuff, and it really applies to anything. But
all
yeah,
you have to do
saying,
is think shit through, man. Hey, I appreciate it, brother. It's cool. All right, now let's get a little further. Have any of you ever taken the time to answer that question that you asked yourselves? Now, any question, do you take the time to answer it? Because answering your own questions, which hardly any of us do, is what it's all about. If you can't answer your own questions, then your questions is where you're at, and you need to stay there until you can answer them. And that's what's going to happen with us. See, the reason that I have so much to say is that I'm real about this shit. I ain't lying to impress no motherfucking body. I ain't faking about my commitment to you to enlarge your understanding of what men do. That's what I'm trying to do. I got unlimited shit to talk. And I talk different shit on all my broadcasts because I have an enormous ego. My ego is hella big, and I also have integrity to match my ego. What I'm saying is I'm not going to say something and don't do it. I'm not going to preach something and don't be about it. I'm real about this shit, and this is why I hate to say this. The majority of you are not real because you don't give a fuck about what you say. You don't give a fuck about what that answer to that question you ask yourself is. All you care about is being in the game. You know, like them little sissies when we used to grow up. There's little sissies. Motherfucker can't hit the ball, can't catch the ball, but he just want to play. Running, you know, ain't slide. He's going to get tagged out. He's going to run into the ball, you know, run into the motherfucker tagging. See, you guys like that. You don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit that you know life is a combination of commitment and integrity. Because if you let me know you know that, then that would obligate you to be that way and represent that in your actions. But you don't. And you know you won't. That's why you guys listen to me. You know, hey, man, I get threats. I get motherfuckers talking about killing me because I hear the fake in their goddamn voice and I call them on it. I ain't having you fronting. I don't even know why you think you should front. I just don't even, I can't understand it, but people think it. 626, what's up?
But, man, I just wanted to kick it with you about a little situation I had earlier in the week. So, last week, I ended up, you know, meeting up with a chick I met online. You know, I ended up, you know, doing what I did, you know, fucking or whatever. And then, what was it, on Monday, the bitch had me arrested, trying to say I sexually assaulted her. So, a nigga had to spend 2 nights in jail over that bullshit. And come to find out, the bitch fucking did this shit, like, last year to some other nigga. She got a YouTube channel and all, talking about how she was raped and all this other extra shit. So, shit, I just know you got hella game. I ain't got your shit or nothing. But, yeah, I just wanted to kind of, like, let you know about the situation and kind of get your opinion on this shit, I guess.
Man, I ain't got no goddamn opinion on that because you motherfuckers fucking with these online bitches. You deserve every goddamn thing you get. I got a nephew finishing up 13 years fucking with a bitch online.
Damn.
Talking about, you know, believing what, talking about he know he can. Nigga, you don't know shit. You can't see the bitch. You could be talking to a dude. You don't know, man. You know, we used to have pagers in our day. And we don't know who we just gave our number to, but a motherfucking bitch hits you on a pager. And you out there in the streets, hell yeah, you want to see who it is, but you sure want to see who it is. You ain't going to be talking to this motherfucker on the phone. You're going to say, hey,
like I said, I met
hey, hey, that's not what I'm saying. Look, I'm talking about something specific. You know, I did, you know, when you meet up with them, you can see them. And if you can't tell when you see them that you're talking to a knucklehead, then that's on you. Let me ask you something, bro. Did it cross your mind one time that this shit was too easy?
Nah, because they are easy on some real shit.
Okay, man. I can't help you then. They're all easy. You what the hell are you doing on the show?
I didn't listen to them, man, but really, they easy to me, man. When I get them, they come easy, really. So, I mean, shit, that shit ain't even cross my mind, really.
Well, what I'm saying is this: you check it out. Easy come, easy go. But the only thing easy comes to a motherfucker is a jail sentence. And if you don't start watching out, your ass gonna be in the penitentiary talking about a bitch come easy. Man, if you ain't got to put your work in, you ain't got no bitch. Period. That's what I'm talking about with you motherfuckers. Man, you want everything so goddamn easy. Sure, you might have just said hi to this bitch. It's not the one you're talking about. I'm talking about some other bitch. And she said, hey, you know what? I like you, blah, blah, blah. Fuck me, whatever. I mean, sometimes shit happens easy. But when it happens easy, you got to be in the frame of mind that you got to take her through some changes, even though it is easy. You want to make sure easy is what easy does. So that bitch, you don't want her to be easy, too easy, because she's going to be a punk when it comes to standing up. Period.
Exactly.
So, you know, let's just everybody take information from that. That's some good shit, bro. Even though I said you handled it wrong. At least you learned some shit.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I learned a lot of shit, man. Can't be trusting none of these fucking bitches. I ain't really trying to fuck with just any fucking bitch like that. So,
that's
yeah, man.
What
that,
you
shit,
did.
That shit could have fucked up my whole life, man.
But that's what you did. Fuck with any bitch like that. You did.
You said
so
what?
Learn. So live and learn. Live and learn, brother. That's what we do. I'm putting you back in.
So
what I'm trying to say about me is that I have an obligation. And I want you guys to see that I have an obligation to check you and your goddamn emotional ass. I am at the point that if I hurt your feelings so goddamn what, I mean, I've been like that for a while, but I mean, I kind of cared. But then again, when you care, you run into motherfuckers that tell you lies because you're listening to them. That's, I mean, you guys don't really understand it, but I'm sure when I say this, you're going to say, oh, shit, I do remember that shit. But, man, I can give a fuck what somebody say. And I cut them off in a minute because I don't want to hear it. Because I heard, so I'm like the police. They didn't hear so many excuses. Even if you're telling the truth, they don't believe you. What I'm saying is, you got to do it. You got to do anything. You know, you can't be the dude who has his feelings on his sleeves, excuse me, on the tip of your shoes, and you in a world crowded as this world is, because every time you get your toes stepped on and somebody bump into your shoulder, your feelings gonna get hurt. No, you can't be that way. Once you allow your feelings to get involved, your emotions enter the picture, and all of the shit you profess to be, it becomes irrelevant. It just becomes irrelevant because you don't have any integrity. You know, once you said hi or got past hi with some broad and it looks good, you ain't still checking your integrity. Man, I check my integrity the entire time until this bitch is walking out the door, leaving. I'm checking my integrity when I'm in the pussy. There is not no time I'm going to accidentally say something and let it slip and let it go. No, if it comes out wrong, I'm straightening it up right there. No, I didn't mean it like that, baby. Whatever. I don't care what I got to say. I'm saying it. That's why I ain't stuck on what to say, because I don't know what the fuck going to happen, and I sure ain't going to let whatever that is have me speechless, because when you run out of words, you run out of game. And you got to understand, that's how you know you got game, because you don't run out of words. Can't nobody say shit to you that make you can't talk. I've always stated to dudes and to bras when they call in, I can, if you start talking shit and you keep talking shit, I'm going to shut you up, because all I got to do is keep, you know, filling you until I see where you lying at, and then I'm going to show you I see it, and then when I show you I see it, you ain't going to do nothing but be quiet like they all do. It's always that way, because the truth is going to shut your fucking ass up unless you telling it. Now, what I'm saying is, when your integrity come into play, you have to be careful, because this is also where you begin to lose what little integrity you have. Now, if you accept what integrity means, you're going to know that you're in possession of the quality and firm. Well, actually, if you really know and accept what integrity means, you have the qualities and you firmly adhere or believe in a higher moral principle. And see, I think I do. I mean, I really do. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna steal nothing from no motherfucker. You know, I don't give a fuck. I used to would. I ain't trying to, you know, get nothing from nobody. Shit, I used to. I mean, it's so much that integrity has changed about me because I really have it, and I believe in being alpha. I don't believe in being a regular person. I don't want to be regular. I'd rather get ran over by a motherfucking truck than to be a regular motherfucker. Now, integrity to a real alpha man is so essential. It's like the water you drink to stay alive. Without water, you will not last in this world. And it's the same with integrity. 786. I see, man. What's up? What's
hey,
up,
786? What's up, man? Hey, man, let me run something by you right quick since we talk about integrity. I know you, and of course, you talk about a lot about, you know, being a gentleman, having manners, and all that shit. You know, when you got a broad doing everything for you, do you say, what you think about saying thank you every time the bitch do something? Every time the bitch, you know what I'm saying, break you off some money. You know, do you tell her thank you, or you just got a mentality, okay, that's what she's supposed to do?
Man, if she broke me off some money, I never would say thanks. Now, I might say something that would make her say to me that, oh, no, you don't have to pay it back. I might say when she give me something, I might say, I get this right back to you. You know, she say, oh, no, you ain't got to get it back. And I say, on the real, the bitch say, yeah. And I say, that's up. That's what's up. You know, something like that. You know, okay. You ain't supposed to say thank you to her. Now, you know, when the bitch bring you something, like your plate, and sit your plate down in front of you, I mean, I say thanks to my bitch, you know, about that. But when she had a bed fixed up for me to get in, I don't say thanks. You know, all it's 100 things that she do that I don't say thanks. But any one of them she don't do, I'm gonna talk some shit. You understand what I'm saying? So.
You gotta
establish that kind of shit right away. And it's not that you not being appreciative of what she doing. It's just that you ain't gonna be thankful because she doing what she supposed to do. It's all right. She doing is being cool. You know, you being cool. Now, I mean, if she reach you, you gotta reach her. Shit, I just spent $8,000 on my goddamn bro, bought her a car. What I'm saying is shit. She don't break me off like that, but she break me off from what I want and for what I need. And in my eyes, she 150% deserving of anything I could do for her. So I could give a fuck what somebody thinks. Because ain't nobody wiping my ass when I shit. But I bet you that bitch would if I couldn't. I bet you she would if I couldn't. So what I'm saying is you got to go for what you know. And I know that about her. But any other bro, it would take a hell of a long time for them to get any kind of action that I give my woman. I'm talking about this bitch could be showing me she's a cool motherfucker for like 2 years straight or 3 years. That ain't no time. I mean, I'm hard way longer than that. I got like 20 years in with baby, and I really just started feeling, you know, like I posed this or posed that. You know, I ain't supposed to do shit. But now I really do think that I'm supposed to do whatever. I don't know what happened. Enough time went by, I guess, and I just start thinking different. But what I'm saying is you got to look out for you, bro, and you got to understand trusting women, they got to earn that, man.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, 713, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Professor? This is Dave.
Dave, what's happening?
Hey, man, would you thank your woman if she brought you all the money printed in the world in one wheelbarrow at one time?
Hell yeah. She would be a bad bitch.
Yes, sir. I just had to call and fuck with you, Professor. I love you, man. Looking forward to the next semester, man.
All right, man, for sure. Hey, hell yeah, I love that bitch. She would be bad, because ain't no motherfucker ever did that in the world. Brought me all the money in the world at one time in one wheelbarrow. Now, she could do some shit. So, my thing is this. If you don't possess the quality of integrity, it's just hard to be a real man. You know, I got to point out that in our business of being alpha, we have to fully understand the words that we use when we describe shit, especially integrity. You know, because when we talk about the quality, let's say you're talking to this woman and you're telling her about yourself and you say, well, I have the quality, and you go on, and then you just say whatever you got the quality of and keep going. See, that ain't even catching. When you say a word like quality, you got to say, I got the quality of a real gentleman. You know, it's nothing for me to pull your chair out or to rest your coat or to make sure. Well, I mean, you start listing some shit, and then you start telling them, just list some shit about your living room. I mean, all of this to let them know you know what quality is. See, you got to know how to catch. Because, yes, she likes a guy with quality. But she ain't liking a guy because he said he had quality. She's liking a guy because once he mentioned the word, he started exposing her to the quality that he had, just in case she was missing it. And this is exciting to a woman because she don't want to be caught like the way you guys think she want to be caught. That's old news to bitches, saying slick shit or saying stuff, whatever. Man, you have to catch him because I was asking Cameo, did he know what kind of learning that was? Because that's what kind of learning we do at SWU. It's called active learning. It starts where rote learning leaves off. Rote learning is the way we all learn shit in school. Read the book, memorize the material, pass the test, and you did good. Then you could go out and play. No, fuck that. Read the book, pass the test, you did good, but unless you take your ass out there and do it, you didn't flunk. See, this is a big difference. This is the difference. It's the difference that I discovered riding. Either I had been back from the trip, which whatever day it was, I discovered this riding, thinking, I am doing this shit just like rote learning, expecting them to read this shit and be able to do it. No. They have to be shown each step of the way. Because the only way a baby learns to walk, even though that motherfucker can stand up, you got to hold his hand and let him take one step until he can take the next step. And then pretty soon, he's going to be able to do it on his own. But if you don't hold his goddamn hand, he probably will never learn. In that case, a baby might. But most people hold a hand so they can get him to learn quicker. What I'm saying is, you have to understand that using or accepting words ought to show you that you have to be a cut above the rest to have quality, let alone qualities, plural. One of your qualities is that you don't use words recklessly. It goes on in a lot of ways, using words recklessly. I try not to do. And let me tell you something that all of you should learn. This is important. One of the best tools to use in a conversation is silence. Yeah. You see how effective it is? Don't tell me. I don't know what I'm talking about. When you fuck with a broad and you got conversation going and you see she wrapped up in it, you need to just, you know, and be quiet a whole minute and a half. And she just gonna be stuck, hung right there, waiting for you to talk. Now, why am I telling you this shit? Because none of you know how to have conversation, which is what it takes to catch. So if you don't know how to have conversation, tell me how you catch. It's an accident. It's a shot in the dark. None of you know when you're going to catch. Shit, I wish I would be out there not knowing if I got action. You just got to have rules. You can't bend the rules or change up what you're supposed to do in a heartbeat like you guys do. You got to understand the only way you're going to improve is the struggle with the shit you having a hard time doing. Most of you, I see it in my school. You certainly will answer all this. You certainly will participate in that until something is hard for you to do. Then a motherfucker ain't gonna see you or hear you. You just dropped out of class and pretty soon you're gonna drop out of school. Why? Because something was hard. You know, I could very easily go out and do an assignment and post it so you guys can see it. But that would make me just shut the school down. Because you still wouldn't do it. There's nothing going to make you motherfuckers man up except for being a man. Period. Nothing else. No energy drinks. No clothes, nothing, no anything. You got to man up. You have to man up. Women can feel, or they can easily see that you don't have no backbone. They can see that shit when you first speak to them. 310, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Rosebud Double D for a double dose of that motherfucking ism right there? What's up, Big Don? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's your question?
Shit, well, fuck, bro. It's I'm feeling everything you're saying right now, man. I appreciate all the game that comes from you, Big Don, because I'm a motherfucker really out here in the streets, you know, and the
hold
way
up,
I came into
hold
the game.
Hold up. Bro, do you have a question?
Yeah, I actually got a scenario, man.
What's that?
All right. Well, yesterday I was trying to knock me this bitch, and I caught her slipping on the parking lot. Told her to take a ride with me, Big Dog, and she kind of played like she didn't want to do it at first, you know. And I started talking about some money and started talking about, you know, to fuck with me.
Hey, bro.
And I seen
bro,
that
bro,
liked me.
Bro, yeah. Bro, check this out. You sound green as a motherfucker, man. And if you sound like you sound now, talking to a bitch, come on, man. You guys kill me, man. What the fuck do you... What do you think the streets teach a motherfucker, man? How do Listen.
Yeah.
How do you think a motherfucker that never seen this goddamn bitch can talk to this bitch and tell if he can catch her? And then catch her. How do you think a motherfucker that never seen you can listen to you and play you out your goddamn money? How do you think that's possible?
All right, man. Let me start over, Big Dog, because...
No, fuck that. Answer the question. Right. How do you think it's possible?
No, I feel you. Yeah, it's not possible. I can't do it like that.
It is possible, bro, because all they got to do is listen to your goddamn conversation.
No, that's
your
what I'm saying.
Listen, your conversation is full of phrases, full of words that don't go together. Let me know you talking shit. You ain't got no bitch. She ain't did shit for you if you got one. So what I'm saying
yeah,
is all that goddamn bullshit you talking, man, is not necessary. If you got
yeah,
a goddamn question, ask the fucking question. If not, get off my line with that bullshit. All you guys, don't call in with the bullshit. I'm fronting you off. What's up, 310? Come on.
All right, man. So I was looking for a bitch, bro. I seen a bitch at the parking lot. I pulled up on her, you know, started chopping her up. She was kind of funny. I started talking about, you know, fucking me. I'm a fool.
Why are you telling me blow for blow? I don't care what you said to that bitch.
Right.
I don't care how the conversation went. I want to know what the fuck you're calling about.
Scenario was I seen her. She wanted to leave with me, bro. Her ride came. I got stuck right there. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I got stuck because I seen that she wanted to fuck with me, but at the same time, she had an Uber. It pulled up. She was kind of like hesitating to fuck with me. I got stuck right there. I shot my number at her, but he was too quiet.
Let me tell you something. Either you misread her from Jump Street, or are you silly? Because if she wanted to fuck with you and you didn't have no car, the Uber rolled up. All you had to do is say, baby, I'm glad you had called Uber. Let's go over here and do this. And she would have either said yes or no. Instead of you sitting up here with all this goddamn guessing, lying bullshit, you need to know what to do. And what to do is follow your action. And all you did was let your action get in the car and drive off. So now you're making up a whole bunch of bullshit. Now, what you did was be scared, period. Now, I ain't trying to hear the whole bunch of bullshit. Scary motherfuckers get just what you got. Nothing. They sit up and think of bullshit after the bitch left. That's what all scary motherfuckers do.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did, man. I felt like I should have hopped out on her, bro, you know?
Listen to me, man. I'm not saying this to you so you can confirm to me that I'm telling you the truth. I'm saying this to you so you can understand there is something you can do about that shit. It's up to you to do it. You know, if you want to do it, do it. If you want to keep doing what you're doing, keep doing it. Why do you think you froze, man? I don't think you got punk in you.
Nah, I froze. It's because
you froze because you ain't got no confidence in what you think. Period. That's it. Don't try to explain shit. When you learn to believe in what you think, if you thought you had action with that bitch, you would have found out instead of guessing. You're a guesser. I don't guess. I'm going all the way. Drop me like a hot potato or fuck with me with whipped cream.
Yeah,
I'm real with you, bro. I'm putting you back in. Four, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Can I wake up one day and decide I'm going to start pimping?
No, well, you could, but I mean, it don't really happen like that. But
it's possible. Okay, so what would be the indication that, you know, it'll work for me?
Well, right there, bro. Right there is the indication that you ain't got a pimp bone in your body.
I don't understand.
How would you?
What you mean?
I know you don't understand, bro. Check this out. What pimp do you think was on the road to becoming a pimp, and he didn't know when he would become a pimp or how he would become a pimp? There's only one way to become a pimp.
Right.
Well, right. What way is that?
No, I'm listening.
See? Hey, everybody that's listening, this is why this shit ain't for everybody. You can't even answer the only way to be a pimp, but you want to be one?
Are you asking me the question? Oh,
yeah.
Get out there and do it. But see, this is the thing, because I was listening to what you were saying the other day.
Hold on. I don't want to hear no excuses. What I'm saying is I'll accept that you didn't know I was asking you a question. So I'm going to ask you a question again. How do you know if you got it? How would any motherfucker know if they got it?
I mean, guess it. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and try it.
Okay, but check this out. A lot of motherfuckers get out there and try it. And what do? Turn around and go home. You know why? Because they was trying it. A motherfucker that's got it in them, they finna go out there and do it. They ain't finna try it. If they get a bra to give them $20 and she gone, he think he's pimping like a motherfucker. Ain't nothing gonna tell him he shouldn't stay out there and get at them bras. Why? Because he didn't see that little result. Even if he see no results, just being out there, he see results. So what I'm saying, bro, is if you got it, and, you know, as far as waking up pimp one day and gonna be a pimp, what you would do is wake up one day and say, man, I'm gonna charge this bitch I'm fucking with. And when she call, you go, look, bitch, I need you to give me some money. And the bitch go get it. And then when she come back, you tell her almost this every day, like this, like clockwork. Woo, woo, woo. And that motherfucking bitch, is she do it or not? And then you learn what else to say to the bitch as time go by. Because what I say to her ain't going to work for you. It only work for me. So that's that. I'm going to put you back in. 786, what's up?
Yeah, oh, nah, man, I was going to go ahead and answer that question about, you know, say how P know if it's really in them, you know.
How do you know?
Well, when you check your first hole, dollar man, that shit do something to you. You get a thrill off of it.
And, there you go.
Know, and the game going to test you. You know, you got to stay down. You're going to be going through a whole lot of obstacles, man, a whole lot of shit. And
yeah,
a lot of motherfuckers give up.
Hey, hold on. We ain't trying to turn nobody out, but I do see you know what you're talking about on that. So, you know, you got something else? We ain't trying
to.
Y'all
just want
to
go. Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. I'm going to put you back in. Hey, see, in these days and times, you know, women judge hella shit about you. Much more than you would think they are judging. They judge whether or not you have a gold card real quick. They judge whether you would be good for dinner or shopping or whether or not they can get cash from you. They judge you really quick. Really quick in these areas. And they can tell by your voice. They can tell by the tone and the phrasing of your words and sentences, whether or not they can charge your goddamn ass. That's why I can tell if you're lying or not, by the same way they can tell if they can charge you. Because I listen to what you're saying. And if, just like that brother just said, whatever he said got off, I can hear when somebody got it in them. I can hear it. They say the things that let me know they got it in them. And he said, when you check your first hole, dollar, just do something to you. It does. Now, that's a good answer. That's not even the answer I would have had. But when you, I said, if you get $20, you're going to still be out there trying to get it. It's the same thing, but he said it in kind of a better way to me. It's the same thing. If it was $20, whatever it is, your first money, you're going to be sprung. Because it's in you. You wanna bring it out. See, I think talking about integrity is an appropriate topic for tonight, because integrity and making moves go hand in hand. And if you're gonna make moves, which you have to do to catch, see, everybody wanna catch. Everybody. But none of you know the things to do to catch. You just know that you want to catch. I bet you you wouldn't put on a glove and get out on the baseball field and fuck with a baseball talking about you want to learn how to play baseball without learning how to catch one first. Look, when them line drives come at your head. Oh, shit. Everything, you got to learn how to do it. You got to learn what it takes. And I'm saying integrity is the root of you being a go-getter. If you have integrity within yourself, you believe it, you're going to go get it. Now on another subject, did any of you wake up and in one way or another claim the day? Claim the day. I'm going to do this today. Today's my day, whatever. Have any of you done that? See, if you don't really possess the quality of integrity, you just will miss all these things I'm about to tell you. Because if you don't actually tell yourself or make yourself believe something every day, you won't believe shit all day. You'll just be out. See, a lot of what I'm telling you is about being an alpha thinking man. And it can be defeated if you let it defeat you. See, because a person like me, I can lose this time, that time, the next time. And you couldn't tell me I was a loser. Worth a fuck. Because I know what losing is. Losing is the propelling force that makes you a winner. If you keep, you start out winning, you'll never know what losing is. If you start out losing, you'll never know what winning is. Which one do you want to learn about? Think of it like that. If you had an opportunity to win $100, you didn't have any money, and you had an opportunity to win $100. And then when you did whatever that was, you won $1. Wouldn't you feel like you lost? Most people would feel like they lost. They may know they won $1, but they would feel like, shit, I lost $99 I could have won. See, you got to understand, you got to think in a way that's going to let you come out a winner. You have to see where you win. You have to acknowledge all the points that you won on. How else do you think you'll get used to winning? How do you think you will turn on to becoming a winner? If you don't know what it is to win, then you may not know what it is as far as the feeling to win. Now, when I was in the streets, I'm telling you, I would talk to 100 bras a week at least. More than that, probably. And I'm telling you, most of them I didn't follow up on, you know, with a couple of cents. I mean, I know about to fuck with a woman. You know, unless, you know, she give me actions and I can see it. But by the end of that week, when I had ran through that 100 women and been turned down 100 times, shit, I felt good. Hey, excuse me for a second. I got to see who these fucking dogs barking. Danger. Danger. Who are you barking at? Stuff out of here. No. All right. I'm sorry about that, fellas. I thought somebody was coming in my house or something. But I'm telling you, I would feel really good that I ran through them women. Not good that I got told no 100 times, but that now one of them discouraged me from getting at the next bitch. Because tomorrow I'm getting at 100 more. I just feel fly when I do what I set out to do. And I feel that way because I have integrity. And I ain't going to say shit out of my mouth that I don't intend to do. I'm not going to think things in my mind that I don't intend to do. I try not to ever procrastinate because I've learned that accepting it is the first thing to becoming a goddamn zero as a person. Accepting your procrastination is going to make you a zero. Now, if I accept that I should speak to 100 women, 50, 70, 99 will not do. I don't look at how hard it'll be to speak to them goddamn women. The only thing important to me is that I know no matter how many of them turn me down, it's their goddamn loss. They so fucking stupid, I don't know how I can run into so many stupid bitches in one night. I mean, that's just how I think about it. I'm not losing when it comes to how I look at stuff. Now, I think like this partly because of the integrity I have. And over the years, I just develop a guard that protects me from slipping. And when it comes to my integrity, my guard is just always up. You have to develop the same type of mentality. You don't realize how much baggage the average woman of today has. You just really don't want to fuck with them just because they women. You want to fuck with them because they deserve fucking with you. I don't let them fuck with me. Some of this baggage is created by the lack of integrity the woman sees in men. But she's going to test you. How many of you motherfuckers said to a woman that you don't have time to play games? And when you said that, you were sitting down. And after you said it, you were still sitting down waiting for her response. How many of you done that? When you say any kind of committed statement, I don't have time to be playing games. Right there, you put your integrity on Front Street. And if you don't get up and leave, she know you have very little integrity or none. Unless you get her to talk you into staying, you are supposed to leave when you make a statement and they don't adhere to it. Any committed statement, I'm going to do this. If this happened, I'm going to whatever. Any of that shit. Your integrity comes into play. When you say you don't mess with out-of-pocket women, but you throw your money around in strip clubs. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, but you're just a trick. And ain't nothing wrong with being a trick. But it's best to know that you are one so you don't sound like a goddamn fool when you say you ain't one as you hand a bitch $20 to sit on your lap. Plain and simple, you're a goddamn trick. Most of your problems with women stem from shit you created for your goddamn self because you don't fucking tell yourself the truth. You know, I know that a lot of you guys go with these rap songs and, you know, if it's a cool song, whatever to you, bitch can sing it and whatever, man. Motherfucking bitch. I mean, you can sing. I ain't saying you can't sing around me, but you better be singing some shit that I want to hear. Not that you got to be a great singer, but it better not be that some of I remember when they used to say, it ain't tricking if you got it. And bitches would be saying, I was in the car, the bitch, she started saying, get your little stupid ass out. You know, how do you become a trick without it? What hoe gonna fuck with you and you ain't got it? I'm just saying the only way the bitch fucking with you is if you got it. So to say it ain't tricking if you got it is just some stupid ass way to say that they know they are tricks. And it's a stupid way for a bitch to disrespect you. I don't go for none of that. By the way, there's no such thing as a trick who don't have it, just in case you guys didn't know it. That's why they spend it. Because they factored it in, and it's part of their monthly pussy budget. They got it. None of you can get a bitch in them clubs to see past those 10s and 20s you be dropping. The motherfuckers see all you motherfuckers as hip-ass squares with a little money to give. So they just go do what they do. If you took the time to check what you be showing abroad, you wouldn't have to get roasted like I be doing. Most of you out there are simply glorified motherfucking squares trying to act like you got some game. Now, in reality, ain't nothing wrong with being a square. It becomes something wrong with it when you start fronting like you ain't. And then your fronting ain't up to par and you look stupid. And I know this shit because even if you accept it, what I say is true, you ain't gonna do shit about it. Even if the things, some of the things I'm saying, you can see in you, you're not going to do shit about it. You still going to be what Dean call you motherfuckers, cupcakes. All of you guilty of making claims that you have no intentions on keeping, and you don't think anything of it. I would like to see you start caring about what you say. Think about this, man. What do the women see when they talk to you? Well, what do they be hearing when your words land on them? They really see soft dudes with no spines. Because when I talk to them and I ask them what irritates them the most, that's what they say. They be lying and they act like they don't think you know it. You know, they be lying and they can't even take you nowhere. They want to keep you wherever you at. So you won't ask them to go nowhere because they don't have an apartment. I'm just saying. Women see shit. And if you're not conscious of that women see shit, you're not going to be conscious of what they're seeing in you. No motherfucker can insult my integrity in any fashion. I won't stand for it, and I'm putting a halt to any kind of insult a woman has for me or men. If she's saying something about men, you ain't saying that shit in front of me. What, you think I got a pussy? Each and every one of you motherfuckers out there need to adopt this philosophy. The shit that we go through didn't get so far out of whack overnight. You guys got to understand why you look up to pimps, real pimps, is because you know they ain't taking no shit from a woman. And you know that not only are they not taking shit from a woman, they got this woman going out, getting money, bringing it home to them. Not only do they have this woman doing it, he got four or five other motherfuckers doing it, and they all know about each other. See, the thing about a pimp that's fascinating besides getting money is everything that they do, like every day, is the things that one of you motherfuckers would die for. You would die to have a bunch of bitches willing to do anything for you. You cut your motherfucking arm off if you had a woman that wanted to bring you money every night and all you had to do was pimp. Man, it all begins and ends with you and your goddamn principles about what you stand for. And yeah, I said pimp a lot, but believe me, this is for men. A man, just as a matter of fact, just substitute the word man anytime you hear the word pimp from me. Because whether you guys know it or not, the same conversation goes for both. Because alpha men are alpha men, whether they square or not. The only thing a pimp does is just they actually put it in your face, you know, that they got women, that they this, that they that. But about them being some kind of person other than a confident man, I'm telling you, you can be a confident man. I ain't standing for shit from my woman or any woman unless, you know, it's something I agree with. I charge everything to me and my integrity. It begins and ends with where you stand as a man. Even if I don't get what I want, I'm happy that I served up some proper alpha dog conversation. And more than anything, most of the women I meet show me respect out of awe and admiration. And a lot of them don't know I'm Rosebud. They just be talking about, dang, you different. You know, where you been? All this kind of shit, baby. Where I've been, you ain't trying to hear about it. So look, I wonder, is there anything else I could cover? Because I only had 100 points and I didn't cover tonight. But I love this shit. I love it when we really talk. Hey, listen, I want you guys to understand something. I swear to God, I have plenty space at SWU. I used to think I only could do 25 or 30 motherfuckers, but I can do many more now. 734, what's up?
Man, since we talking about this integrity shit and we talking some real shit, I got some real shit going on, man.
Okay,
you
come
know,
on.
I was married for 10 years. You know, I was married for 10 years, and I got 3 kids with her, and I got a set of twin boys with her. And, you know, ever since I've been, you know, fucking with your confidence course, I've been trying to instill principles into my boys. And I'm going through it with their mom. Like, she's fighting me on every fuck. My boys are 11.
Okay. You right. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get them to not be a fucking doormat. You know, and they raised by a woman. So, of course, you know, she going to try to make them soft. And I'm trying to, you know, combat that by just instilling principles in them. But she's fighting me on this shit. Like, you know, the court order says that, you know, I'm supposed to get an hour a week on the phone and this, that, and the other. But they got their own phone, so I'm able to talk to them. But she like, well, if you keep introducing them to stuff that they're not ready for, then I'm going to follow the court order and you won't be able to talk to them. Like, she's just really making this shit difficult,
bro,
man.
Bro, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go to bookbaby.com and buy Single Mothers, He's Your Son. That's a book I wrote. And it's totally about what the fuck you're talking about. And it says all the things you want to say, but it said in a way that a psychologist would be saying it, because I used my books on this. Because I didn't want to, you know, use any other the wording that I normally use. So I used all scholastic words as far as what women are doing to their sons when they keep them from their dad. And they're not bad guys. They actually can't help it, man. As a matter of fact, part of what I'm talking about tonight is why women are like that. Now, I ain't talking about your woman, but I'm saying, think about how many dudes then told bitches lies and just completely fooled them. And they just take it out on everybody. I always tell them, don't, you know, take your past, your bad decisions out on me, because I'm not having it. You know, I didn't do none of the shit. Now, if you want to, you know, go with what I'm talking about, you know, we cool. But about all that shit you talking about, I ain't trying to hear. But what I'm telling you, man, you really need to, it ain't going to cost you, but I think they're only six of them, they e-books. They're only $6. Get that book, man, and get it for her. Let her read it. She will thank you. I have had women read that book and tell me that I should write one for their daughters. But I can't, because I don't really know enough. I'm talking about boys. See, women don't understand when they tell a your woman I bet she do this. She driving down the street, your two boys in the car, and she see this woman. She don't know what they saying, but she got her finger gonna look like she fucking at this dude. And one of your boys say, "God, that woman look crazy." Their mom would stand up for that woman and would tell her the boys all kinds of things that this woman could be doing, when in reality, 90% of the time she's doing, that woman, exactly what it looked like. Now, this dude that she got her finger in his face, you know, being a chump and slap her or something, he going to jail. Now, what I'm saying is your sons, they won't get that message unless your mama will really put that woman in the bad, unless their mama would put that woman in a bad position to explain what she was saying. But she won't, because she was secretly trying to have them boys grow up looking at women, putting them on a pedestal. And that's why dudes today.
Exactly.
Hey, bro, I know. But you got to say it in a way that she can read and understand it. That's why you need to get the book. She don't know she's doing this. She thinks she's being whatever, not necessarily chicken shit to you, because she is letting you do whatever you do. But see, that let shit, I hate that. That's why you write the call whenever you
right.
do. Fuck letting me, you know. But don't Bogart. Don't Bogart. Let her come to the right senses. Let her read that book, man. I'm telling you. It's only like 90
pages. I'm
going to
buy that motherfucker.
Hey, I'm telling you. Let her read it. You're going to call me and thank me, because she going to see herself in there. Because she don't realize she,
right.
she's a part
what she's doing. Right.
She's part of, which she ain't going to realize this until she read that book. She's part of the the fallout from the Women's Live movement of the 60s. And when that movement first started, it was for equal pay, for equal work. And then once the women started getting their equal pay, they started backing off of it. But lesbians and other kind of funny women had started liking that movement, and they ended up taking that movement over, and it became a feminist movement. That's why it became a feminist
mm-hmm.
movement. But if you think about it, lesbians don't need men. Feminist movement, that's what they're saying. We don't need a man. You know, we don't need a man. We can build a house. We can change a car motor. You know, lesbians
right.
don't need men. But see, a whole bunch of regular women went into that shit too, because they don't want that. You know, they said all the catchphrases that regular heterosexual women joined that movement too. And a whole bunch of years later,
right.
when the movement is not really a movement, but it got a whole bunch of heterosexual women fucked up, because these heterosexual women adopted that philosophy. We don't need a man. When they got to come home
right.
and get some dick. The fucking lesbians, when they say
exactly.
we don't need a man, they going home and get some pussy. Your woman,
they
said,
trying
I don't
to eat
need
pussy.
No man. Hey, what I'm saying is, at one time, it was hard for dudes to have dates with regular women, heterosexual women, because all they wanted to say and talk about was how much they didn't need a man. You know, because they was into this women's
right.
lib bullshit. Bitch, if you don't need a man, what you out here with me for? Hey, get that book,
obviously,
man.
Obviously, you. Yeah.
Get the book and hit me back,
yeah.
man, and let me know what you think.
What's the name of it again?
Single Mothers, He's Your Son. And it's by me. 773, what's up? Hold on. What's up, 773? Yeah.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's Mar Mello.
What's happening?
Hey, man, I've been listening to your work for about a week now, for real. I'm about to go ahead and buy your course this week, matter of fact. You know, as soon as I get my money right or whatever. But y'all got a quick question, man. So, do you think is how can I say? What's your take on like for females just as friends? You feel me? Because
all right, stop. I ain't never had a female as a friend. Never will.
Okay, because it's because they just take the shit the wrong way, you know, to the point where they just trying to lock you down, or you just feel like it's a waste of time.
No. Because today, what do you want a female friend? What you want to be walking around with a female you ain't trying to bust out?
Shit, I mean, right. Good question. But see, look, she came up on me because I was really hollering at her friend. I guess her friend, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, you don't understand what I'm telling you. I ain't saying don't fuck with the bitch. I'm saying fuck that let friend bullshit. You know, just by what you're saying right now, you already supposed to be saying fuck the friend bullshit. You saying she only talking to you because she seen you fucking with her friend. So that makes you not even have to really talk, girl. You must want to give me some of that pussy. You know, she gonna start laughing. Ooh, you something? Yeah, man. You come over here fucking with me, girl. I'm ready to hit that shit down. Hey, and if she ain't trying to hit, you'll know. But I bet you she is trying to hit. That's why she fuck with you, seeing you fuck with her friend, letting you know you can hit her pussy. She just making you think that you gotta be a good guy for her friend. You already tagged her friend?
Nah, I ain't even tagged Shorty, no.
Oh man, you ain't tagged man one of them?
I mean, I hit one of them and it was the one that that I don't even like for real. You feel like the one I don't like. And I just tried to break it down to her, like, yo, like, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, like, really get with you and woo-woo. But, like, she basically, like, insisted. Like she was acting like a motherfucking detective, man. And I can just tell by the questions that she asked and how she trying to, like, get involved with me or whatever the fuck that she, you know what I'm saying, like, want me to, like, commit to her. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, check this out before I get you off of here, because I hate talking to motherfuckers talking about the bitch. All you talking about is the bitch. She this, she that, she this, she that. Man, catch that bitch or catch the other bitch, catch one of them, do whatever, man. But shit you doing, you ain't going to do nothing. Because all you talking about is the bitch. What you want. Talk about what you want. Do something for you. That's my advice. Hey, you guys.
Right, and that's what I've been learning.
Hey, this is my thing. All you guys have situations. They're not because you ain't shit. You don't win in those situations. It's because you don't know how to win. You don't use your imagination for anything other than imagining some horrible shit happening to you. That's all you do. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm gone.